I was born around here at Wells, and I lived that much long I lived. And I'm going to try tell stories, but maybe I forget some of them. And I learned from that story from Mama. She always tell us stories. Takkuuguuq qanguukkami teengan angayuqaqit mallugnuqqitunoraqtut neeriinnik ontataun inarluukkuvroqluni narsaumma toqutkaa narsaaroqallaarluni puaarlunillu narsaq toqtaaga deem aa ilaani unnuarsiuqaarluni waatani ilaani tan unnuarni kuvroqaatartoq kuvroqluni kaangniillaatoq kaangniillaqallaaqamniqsait miaquva uva taimmanimmilluni uva qallanguuraq ыаанник имаққаатуақ манисуқ таиммангаиннақ пуйонналлаақамуо уа таимма ивиоталлуиллу иниум атаа уа сараахай нэриннаасуккия таимма ахувнами неригей Nuutnami tänne kuvrani soikkei. Teimme naksaktaruun purakaa. Teimme naksaktaruun nuani uplomaan angitraata. Angitraami tutnami itkami kantan touhunga. Tiluk tuhoi peralluni teitte snow off peralluminen teima tiluk tuhoi khami kokoa taktat kamua innumun kaitun maha anip kakung ataka kaitun maha нагиангасуарнаат тейма анисоқтаан илгиаарук тоогун тейма авоқмани тоқкаа қитима тоққаарлуу итертоқ сукуна қитима аллуагаллуарлуу аанулуэрэ Teimme ahuvunami pekaalun mattaakami pia nuli tiiluusahunna yönnäskyt. Kitun olauk. Asiin naatloak tohtosakmaa. Itikslu. Itikami uuklia. Asiin niikotikallu. Teimme uutta, uutta maan, kallukka maan. Teimme manikia tässä on uimin puhutakaan. Nekisuk teimme. Nekikia kiitin maari. Mä teen naa tukak naa. Nekini taktasanga inmi. Teemo. Innak mat. Pistakami. Innaa naksimaung innaat. Sinikka rakhtingu vaintana.
Nangtak. A story told by Dora Natang. The story was the place where it was at Cape York. There was a family with two children, boy and girl. The father always hunts seals day and night, sometimes out at nights. One time he was hunting with seal nets. While he was out there, he got hungry, and all of a sudden a bowl of meat appears. That makes him more hungry. So he thought this could be from human being works. So he ate the meat that were in the bowl. So in the morning he came home And when he got to the entranceway, he shook snow off from his clothes. Then he called to his wife, who was inside the igloo with their two children. He told his wife to let his son come out to the entranceway to meet him. When the boy came out and met his dad, the man grabbed his son and killed him. Then he go inside the igloo, leaving the body of the boy out in the entranceway. His wife noticed something was wrong. He told his wife to bring the boy, which was dead, to cut him up and cook it so he can eat. She was crying in her heart but did not try to show it. Then when the night come, they go to bed. And when the morning came, he go out to check his seal nets again. Then he come home, and again he acted same way like when he came home the other morning, when he came home and killed his son. Then he called his wife again to send her daughter to meet her dad. Thus he killed her too and go inside the igloo. And he told his wife again to bring the body of their daughter and cut it up again and cook it so he can eat. They went to bed again when night comes. Then when the morning came, he go out to check his field nets. His wife know that when he come home this time, it will be her turn to be killed and be eaten. So soon as the man goes out, this woman took part of walls wide enough to go in and dug a place big enough room to hide. Then after she dug a place, she went inside and put the walls back and hide. After this was done, her husband came home. When he came inside, he said, "It don't seem she go out from here." He hid every piece of wall and listened. She tried to be so quiet she can hear her heartbeat real loud like. After checking all the walls, he took two floors and make a fire. After making a fire, he took his clothes off and looked over his body like if he was looking for the meaty part. Then he stay over the flame. After a while, he fall over and never move. His wife was watching all that time, so she called her husband that his barbecue is done. He never moved nor answer. So then she come out and poke her husband and find he was cooked dead. Then she grabbed her ulu, Eskimo woman knife, and cut him up. Then she went out to run away to their nearest neighbor who lived at Polarok, about 4 or 5 miles away. While she was running, she looked back and see a fire was after her. Just before the fire caught up with her, she got to the igloo and go inside. And right away a man told her to get back behind him and told her that her husband is after her. When entering, she noticed two brown bears as stepping places to climb in. After that, the man called in from top of igloo by the skylight to let the woman come out, that she is his wife. But this man, where she go, told her husband to come and get her himself. So the husband destroyed the skylight to come in and told the man and his wife that both of them will be killed. At that instant, this man became part bear And when the husband put his head in the through the skylight, he blew a flame of fire. Right away, the mad husband was on fire. They could hear the crackling noise of fire. Then it was over. He told the woman to go out and see what became out there. So she go out even though she was afraid. What she found out was nothing but ashes and something that seems that was not burned. Then she came in and the man asked her what she seen. She told him that she see only ashes and something near the skylight. When they both go out, they found everything was burned. Only thing that was not burned was the stomach. After that, what became of her, we do not know.